And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace Hardwares, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sibling Ace Hardware. Finally, by more motor sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. In local news, U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan said the Senate had approved a bipartisan short-term funding agreement that keeps several federal agencies open while talks continue on reforms to the Department of Homeland Security's immigration enforcement practices. Peters, the top Democrat on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, emphasized that the measure allows agencies such as FEMA and the Transportation Security Administration to maintain operations, but does not resolve DHS funding. Peters said lawmakers have 2 weeks to reach an agreement on a DHS funding bill that includes reforms, requirements for body cameras, and clear identification for federal law enforcement officers. He warned that failure to reach such a deal would result in a shutdown of DHS operations. The agreement also fully funds other federal agencies, ensuring continued support for programs benefiting Michigan, including services for military members, infrastructure investments, and mental health resources. And the Michigan Senate has unanimously advanced legislation aimed at strengthening penalties for human trafficking. Under the proposed changes, the maximum sentence would increase from 10 to 20 years in prison, and the fine would double to $20,000. Cases involving minors could now result in a life sentence. One of the bills would also adjust how the justice system handles victims and offenders connected to trafficking. Minors would no longer face charges for facilitating prostitution, and first-time offenders could qualify for probation coupled with a mandatory human trafficking education program. Senator John DeMoose said lawmakers collaborated with Attorney General Dana Nessel's office to craft measures that would deter trafficking crimes. DeMoose described human trafficking as the worst form of evil, emphasizing its devastating impact on vulnerable victims, particularly children. A 39-year-old man with a prior bank robbery conviction has admitted to damaging property and assaulting a staff member during a break-in at the Bay County Law Enforcement Center. Prosecutors say Shane Gillette pleaded guilty this week to charges of malicious destruction of police property and assaulting a jail employee. The incident happened May 12, 2025, when Gillette, who was on parole at the time, repeatedly kicked and punched the locked glass doors of the closed facility until he got inside. Police quickly restrained him, but officials said Gillette later attacked a corrections officer. He faces a possible 5-year prison sentence when he returns to court for sentencing on March 2nd, 2026. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsors.
More Motors in Caro.
This is Denny King.
The King of Cars.
With More Motors in Caro. Here at More Motors in Caro, we know the community of the Thumb needs to depend on their vehicles for their farms and businesses. Good news, the Stellantis Start Something New sales event is here with huge savings. We're the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all under one roof.
The King of Cars.
Right now, you can lease a 2026 Ram 1500 Bighorn 4x4 with payments starting as low as $351 a month. Or on select Bighorn models, you can choose 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, Ram trucks carry a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, so you know they're built to last. And if an SUV fits your life better, the 2026 Jeep Compass Limited is available with lease payments starting at $249 a month. At More Motors, we keep things simple. Straight answers, fair prices, and people who take the time to help. We're neighbors serving neighbors. More Motors built its reputation on family values and making you our priority with award-winning customer service before, during, and after the sale. This is Denny King, the King of Cars. Come and see me at Moore Motors and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we are back. The Transportation Security Administration has officially launched a new $45 fee option for travelers who do not possess a real ID or traditional identification. This alternative, known as TSA Confirm ID, allows passengers to undergo a modernized identity verification process at security checkpoints to ensure they can still fly while meeting updated security standards. And NASA has entered the final phase of crew training for the Artemis II mission, marking a significant shift in U.S. space strategy. This mission will be the first in over 50 years to carry humans towards the moon, focusing on testing the Orion spacecraft's life support system in deep space before future landing attempts. And the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt buzzed with activity on Sunday as it reopened for limited travel for the first time in years. This test opening, supervised by an EU mission, allows for medical evacuations and the return of Palestinians stuck abroad, marking a significant milestone in the ongoing ceasefire agreement. Voters in Costa Rica headed to the polls today to elect a new president and 57 members of the Legislative Assembly, with incumbent Rodrigo Chavez Robles' term limited. The election is seen as a pivotal moment for the nation's economic and environmental policies. And we will be right back with a message from our sponsor.
Depend on the AVS Tech team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we are back. At this time, we have no obituaries to report. And our weather here at the station is currently a fair 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are calm, so there is no feels like temperature. Stay safe and stay warm out there. And if you want more news, weather, and obituaries, you can always go to thumbnet.net.